I'm very pleased to have in the studio with me today our two ambassadors, John O'Dano, John O'Coleman, and Ian Rogerson.
That's it, Nikki.
Welcome.
Wow, it's a pleasure to be here.
And happy birthday. How many years has the station been on air now?
You should know that. It's your age, 30.
Yeah, that's right. 30. That's my waist measurement.
Well, it used to be your age. Well, then actually, your, you know, age-wise stopped at 30.
That's right.
And it's been 30 ever since.
Ever since I put that portrait up in the loft. I haven't aged since 30.
I wondered why your face is so smooth, not a wrinkle.
Yeah. No, 30's an amazing time, too. If you think of 2RPH, I mean, it's been through its toddler years. Mm. It's been through its junior years, its teens, the slightly troublesome 20s that we all went through. And now at 30, you could really say that 2RPH is really hitting its prime.
And it's still throwing tantrums every
It has
year.
To actually start thinking about where it's putting its super now.
Absolutely. Or what's left of its
That's
super.
That's right. It's time to dive into a mortgage, now, have a few kids, have a couple of small little radio stations off the side.
What a good idea.
Yeah. No.
Well, there is actually, funny you should mention that, there is little radio stations or at least little sort of frequencies off
well,
to the
Well, it's
side.
Had an FM station, hasn't
That's
it?
That's right, because you've got the 1224 AM.
Two?
Yeah. 1224 AM and then 100.5 FM.
Got two transmitters on 100.5 FM.
Really?
Yeah. One in Newcastle, or one for Newcastle on Mount Sugarloaf on the Central Coast.
Fabulous. Hi, Nukes.
Yeah, hi, Nukes. Hi, everybody in Newcastle.
Dano and I have worked for radio stations that have got less than most of you guys.
Oh, definitely. But, no, I mean, it's a fantastic coverage. And the great thing about it is, of course, for those people, this is perfect also for people in cars who want to read the newspaper. Now, as you know, and I tried this very many times in my younger years, you would have done it, Johnny.
Reading the newspaper.
While driving a car, very silly idea.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's why we've lost a lot of nuns over the years. Because they're trying to cross the road and you think, hold on, I've just got to read the crossword. Bang.
Bang.
Bang. Yeah, no, yes,
she
bang.
Came out of nowhere, Your Honour.
That's right. She leapt in front of the car. but it's a fantastic service. You know, I love the fact that newspaper, this is probably where the newspaper really still lives, because everybody says, oh, the print media is all over and everything like that. Everybody's on computers. That's but funny. Personally, I love the feeling of a newspaper.
Oh.
And also the best thing about it is, it's something that computers won't do. A newspaper, if you get really cold and you're sleeping you can actually sleep under the newspaper.
The thing I like
or
about
Or stuff it in your shoes.
That's right. Line drawers.
I like the feeling of a newspaper.
Yeah.
It's the reading part of it that I have the problem with.
Well, you've always had a bit of a problem with that, Johnny. I think that's probably why you've ended up being an ambassador for 2RPH.
I've been drawn to it like a moth to a flame.
Well, hang on, guys. You actually both have a history with 2RPH, haven't you?
We have.
Going
the
back
early years.
In the mists of time. Back to those teens of 2RPH.
I think babyhood.
Babyhood. Maybe babyhood. It would have been babyhood. I was hoping you weren't going to refer to babyhood, but in fact, it probably was babyhood.
It was in. We were doing.
We
a
were
breakfast
in our
show.
Teens.
We were doing a breakfast show. We'd been at Triple M at Bondi Junction.
Triple M, Triple C Music.
Beautiful day.
How you doing? Hey, you're on the line, Carly. What's your name?
Yeah, Triple M. There was a lot of whispering. Hi. And then we went and did breakfast on 2SM in Blues Point Road for people listening in Sydney. But if you're not in Sydney, look it up on Google.
Yeah.
Blues Point Road. And I think that was where 2RPH studios were. They got some free studio space in the old 2SM building.
Yeah. They did indeed.
And we were
We read the newspaper.
Yeah. And we went down a few times and helped out. I don't know how good it was for anyone listening at the time, but...
Well, yeah. Look, I'm sure we were fine with lifestyle.
All that coffee.
The politics was probably the hard pieces, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we did it, it would have been 83, 84, 85, something like that. So there would have been different newspapers almost, because the afternoon papers, was it? Didn't we still have a sun and a mirror?
That's right, we did. Yep. And, you know, the funny thing, too, is with newspapers, you'd know this, Nikki, they're not actually written to be read.
Out loud. That's right.
That's right.
Why our volunteers do such a fantastic job.
That's right.
Making them sound listenable.
That's right. It's a difficult thing to make those sentences
difficult.
Work. Very and also to read something out, you actually need to be reading ahead.
Mm-hmm.
These are a couple of tips for people who are thinking about, you know, coming in and volunteering at
2RPH.
What I
always tell them during training, reading ahead is
that's
the
right.
only way to
so
stop
also,
the stumbles.
I found that listening to the radio station, it helped me with my English. Because
to
me, English is
not. Well, it's
not
your first language, is it?
I beg your pardon?
It's not your first language?
Australian isn't your first language.
No. None of them are.
None of them are, really?
I asked,
what is it? Lithuanian?
No, early Sanskrit.
Sanskrit.
Yeah, and I did a lot of Latin.
Yeah.
Because around the house, Mum and Dad used to talk a lot of Latin.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff, there was the smell of incense. And hold on a second, I was brought up in the Vatican. No wonder it's so familiar.
And your handbag was on fire.
banging the table. Feedback.
That's right. I'm just getting ready for politics.
We just got a new pope.
Yeah,
brand new pope.
Well, you know, he's been worn in now because this is 18th of what is it? The week of the 18th of April.
Yeah, so yeah. No, we've had him for a while now.
He's already worn out his first pair of shoes.
Yes, that's right. He's found his way around the Vatican.
I mean, it is incredible.
Has he said hello to the old pope? Because this is really first time this has happened.
They did.
There's been an old pope around to have a chat with.
Well, no, he's been to see the. There's a special phrase for the old pope. He's like the sort of ex-pope, but it's there's a Latin kind of thing.
What would that be?
I can't remember.
Exus
Popius.
Exus Popius, yes.
He's gone to see him, and he's handed over the keys to the executive washroom, towels.
And that'd be a very tough time too, wouldn't it? Because you'd have all the little teaspoons, and you know, like all of us when we go travelling, we love to get a tea towel
souvenir.
And a little, you know, teaspoon says, been to the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
You know,
my kids went to the Vatican and all I got was this T-shirt.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
What's wrong,
figurines? And it's probably pretty frightening for the Pope too. But anyway, enough about the Pope. I'm sure he's got enough.
And we wish him well.
And I know he's an avid listener.
I know.
For 2RPH.
Well, because he catches the bus and he's a big believer in public transport.
Well, that's right. And he can also, the beautiful thing is, he can go online
streaming.
To 2rph.org.au and tap into what's happening in Australian newspapers.
When I first looked at that, I thought people screaming. I thought, oh no, it's streaming.
Yeah.
And I've heard of radio stations where people put on their headphones and they start screaming, going, oh, my God, what is this?
Mainly when they've been listening to our program.
Oh, Triple J.
Nikki, have you got a question?
Yeah, sorry.
Jump in with them. Awfully sorry. Should we sing happy birthday?
What
because I think somebody
idea.
Should somewhere.
What
I mean, there's obviously,
idea.
There was a cake around, but I believe Johnny has got it very soon.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
I apologise.
It's low GI.
More of a cupcake now.
But let's introduce it.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mums and dads, here is Jono and Dano singing a very happy birthday to 2RPH, 30 years and still going strong.
Here's to 30 more.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to 2RPH. Happy birthday to you.
And I've never heard a better rendition of that song. I'm speechless.
Nikki was very quiet in that singing bit.
Any time.
I turned my mic off. I was enjoying it so much. It was great. Thank you so much, boys.
A pleasure.
And it's wonderful to have you both as ambassadors for 2RPH. People who've just tuned in, I just wanted to let you know that this is a special program for the birthday week for 2RPH. And in the studio with me, Jono and Dano.
Hello.
Our ambassadors, Jonathan Coleman.
Good afternoon.
Ian Rogerson,
good evening.
I'm one third of Jono and Dano, as I like to say. Although you've lost a lot of weight, I've got to say.
It's
falling off you.
As the years climb on, you start thinking about longevity. Like a radio station. Radio station. You get to a certain age in your life, you think, I've got to look after this machine.
That's right.
I've only got the one, allegedly.
And you were cholesteroling for two there at one
stage,
weren't
you? I had double-digit cholesterol.
That's right.
Now I'm down to single figures.
That's fantastic. Look, I 30 years is a beautiful thing for 2RPH. I'm thinking of the next 30 years. I mean, obviously, Mr. Conroy over the next month or so... As they're slowly shredding pieces of paper at Parliament House in Canberra, we'll be thinking, of course, community stations have to have digital delivery.
Well, you started on 2SER FM.
Yeah, back in the midst of time.
You came
which
back.
Really, if you think about it, 2SER, 2RPH, roughly about the same time. That was the great explosion in community radio.
Was that in Broadway? Was that the Institute of Technology?
It certainly was.
And that's still going. FBI Radio, which I've now become a sponsor of on behalf of you and I.
Yeah, that's right. And they used to have the old subscriber stations too, 2MBS FM.
I think they're still going. They're now classic something, aren't they?
They're called Fine Music.
Fine Music.
Yeah.
Oh,
like fine cotton.
We share a couple of volunteers and we have good relationships with all of those.
Yeah, but that's nice though. I mean, also, the great thing about volunteering, I think, is the fact you have a fantastic social life that you can suddenly open that door to and get in contact with a whole bunch of people.
Really?
And feel like you're really doing something with your time other than sitting at home watching cable television, which sadly, I believe, Johnny and I both do too much.
I just surf around it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But look, the thing about being an ambassador for this whole radio station, all this, you know, we've put in a lot of money as well.
Oh, certainly we have.
Well, you didn't know about that.
No,
bit yet.
I didn't know that.
It's direct debit from your account.
Oh, goodness.
Don't tell your wife. Just say
you didn't tell him that yet.
You just bought some sporting goods.
I'll just say it was flowers.
But Dano thought when I said we're going to become ambassadors, he thought, oh,
fantastic. Oh, this is great. I thought, you know, New York, Paris, London, the Vatican, maybe
the Holy See.
Yeah.
And here we are in Glebe.
Yeah, no, fantastic. I've fallen asleep in Glebe a number of times. Yeah,
but you've got now you've got special parking out the front.
Mm. I used to live in Glebe because our very good friend Reg Mombassa lives around here.
That's right. And Neil Clugston, who's also done stuff for the station, he used to live around the corner.
And made a massive profit in Glebe.
Oh, well, that's, you know.
Because, look, it's so upwardly mobile now. It really got
well, it changed.
Yes. Until you two came back this right. morning.
Other than the sporadic gunfire, I think it's really one of the most peaceful suburbs.
It just makes you feel wanted.
It certainly does. Nikki, look, it's been a pleasure coming in here today.
It's been wonderful having you. I was scared. I'm still scared. But I'm also very happy and grateful.
Well, look, it's a whole week of celebration. It's not just one day. Is there going to be a specific one day of celebration for the day it started? Does anyone know about the history like that?
The first broadcast was 4 p.m. on the 18th of April.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. 18th of April, 1983. And I believe the first they couldn't remember what the first reading was, but I think it could have been the Mirror. It might have been the Mirror, which...
Oh, what a fine paper that was.
I'm just trying to remember who would have owned that back in those days. Yes. Would have been Rupert Murdoch and the Murdoch
That's
family.
That's right. You were a fan of page 3 of that paper, weren't you?
Goodness me.
Some of the articles.
Stunner.
Articles? The articles.
Meet Gabrielle Sinclair. She's right. 24 and let's she's not go a there. Bondi stunner.
And of course, you know, and of course the back section was all sport. You know,
well, when too much sport just isn't enough, yeah, as Roy and right. HG would say.
I had some of those fantastic journos used to work on the Mirror too. They were fabulous. I'm just trying to remember some of them.
Well, most of them have probably been gathered.
Yeah, but a lot of them used to drink around here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in those days,
the early Abner,
the journos and dock workers would often drink together.
That's right.
So on the 4 p.m. the 18th of April, 1983, we're going to open the phones in a few moments. We want you to call in and tell us
no,
where.
We're not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry,
it's just
that you're just getting excited.
There's
now.
Someone from Asia outside wants to have a chat with us.
We've got a whole week of celebrations. Mm.
That's good.
This week, so lots of different programs of all kinds, including this one.
And when's the sausage sizzle? There's got to be one.
Well, we do actually do sausage sizzles as fundraisers. Yeah. It's good you should mention that because fundraising, of course, is one of the most important things about.
Didn't you bring the sausages?
No. Well, listen, one of the most important things about sausage sizzles, I don't know about you guys, for me, it's the onions.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to be done. They've got to be caramelised.
That's like Simon, what's his name? Simon Mayo on the ABC.
Yeah, well, Marnie and I have much the same sort of taste.
Simon Marnie, he likes his.
He likes everything.
Onions. Yeah, that's right.
He likes the lot.
He used to work with a Simon Marnie, who's now on 702.
Yes, I know.
He used to work with us on Double J in the early days of black and white radio when everything was in sepia.
Steam-driven radio.
That's right. It was all in one speaker.
Where the guy sits in the next door room.
That's right, peddling his life out.
Yeah, that was, what's the name, Duck Manton at the time, I think.
Talbot Duck Manton, absolutely right.
I think it was. But
anyway, we digress.
We do. And I wanted to ask you one more thing, Ian.
Oh, certainly.
John, in the days when we were when we went downstairs at 2SM, did we panel operate? Because this is the bit I can't remember. I'm sure I didn't.
No, you weren't allowed to. You certainly weren't allowed to.
I've taken a lot of radio stations off air.
You certainly have. I can't remember, to tell you the truth.
I think it was somebody else who was going, please take a seat and don't read that segment and don't read that bit and don't read that bit.
Well, Nikki's panelling, as you can tell, everything's going to air, which is really all you need. The microphone's on and everything going to air.
Can you imagine if this was a commercial radio station? And I know that there is a certain amount of sponsorship and money raising and fundraising. So if anyone's listening now, if you want to go to the website or find out more about getting involved, and especially if you'd like to donate some money and funds to keep the streaming and the signal and everything happening. But a lot of if this was a commercial radio station, they'd be going, we're having a birthday, but you're getting the presents.
That's what they do, isn't it?
And it's not just one day, it's a whole week.
That's right.
That's how they do it. So we'll get you a couple of those. We'll get Mike Drayson in to do you a few sort of, okay.
You've got to have some big voices.
That's
in
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good.
Nikki, it's so much fun.
It is. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Nikki.